USA Radio News.
Missouri Republican Governor Eric Greitens has said he will resign this week. Now, he is facing sexual misconduct allegations and allegations of misuse of a charity donor list. The governor spoke a short time ago.
I came to office to fight for the people of Missouri, to fight for the forgotten. I love Missouri, and I love our people. That love remains.
Hit TV show Roseanne was canceled after Roseanne Barr sent out a tweet where she said, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, equals VR. Now, the VR is referring to former President Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett. Barr did apologize for the tweet. David Hoppe is the former chief of staff for Congressman Paul Ryan. He explains once again why people need to step back before they send that tweet.
People engage their mouth and their finger before they engage their mind and say things that are deplorable.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
President Trump confirmed earlier today that a top North Korean official is traveling to the United States and will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the details in the on-again, off-again summit that may be happening next month. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullins of Oklahoma says the North Koreans have to remember one thing when dealing with the president.
Kim Jong-un's regime thought that we would walk away. Because we didn't with Iran, but they're dealing with a different president now. They're dealing with a president that comes from a point of strength. And like I said, he used great wisdom being able to walk away.
As gas prices continue to rise, the folks in the Midwest have been hit the hardest. Over the past month, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Michigan shot up nearly 32 cents a gallon, which is more than any other state. That's according to Gas Buddy. Esposito Securities CEO Mark Esposito believes this is only the beginning.
I think, you know, in Dallas, we're already seeing much higher than $3 a gallon. I think oil's come from 40 up to 70, so I think you could see $3.50 or $4 over the next year.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As details continue to emerge about how the Golden State Killer was apprehended, we know that it was from doing some DNA online tests that you can find anywhere. There's all sorts of different kits. But what does that mean long-term for you and your privacy? Carl Zimmer is author of a new book titled She Has Her Mother's Laugh. He's been writing about science for years. He explains what this all means for you in the long term.
If we are going to be really, you know, enthusiastic in sharing our DNA with each other to learn things about our genealogy, well, you know, we're putting our DNA out there in public, and that can be used by people to do all sorts of things. Now, in this case, you know, I think it's great that an alleged serial killer may have been pulled off the streets using this method, but you know, you could envision other ways in which this could be an invasion of privacy by finding people through their relatives using these databases. And so, you know, I think that it's going to lead to a lot of new protections and rules about genetic privacy online, you know, along the lines of what we see, you know, in terms of our social media data. You know, we're really trying to balance the advantages of going public with our heredity and keeping it private.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1988 when former President Ronald Reagan arrived in Moscow for summit talks with Mikhail Gorbachev. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.